Shalom to all. Today's officer Rishai Master Shani Daf Nun, and we are starting about 11 lines up from the bottom with the words Tani Rav Ebu Bar Nagri and the Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's about a quarter of the way into Lamed Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about the Chiv to redeem Ravai. The Gemara tells us Tani Rav Ebu Bar Nagri Kumi Rabbi La de Rabbi Shmuel. The following is from Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk tells us Vim Gal Yigal Ishmi Maisar Eicham Yishisa Yosef Olav. And when a person redeems his Maisar, he should add on a fifth to this. What do we learn from here? Prat Lanet Ravai. This excludes the one is not chayav to add on a fifth. That's because we're learning from the word mimasroi. If he's being paid to his meiser, namely meiser sheni, he has to add on a fifth, but not revai. And this is like Beis Shammai. But then he went back and taught the following brass in front of him. It says the word gaal twice over here. Vim gaal yigaal. That's two geulais. Achs meiser sheni vachs neter revai. One is for meiser sheni, one is for neter revai. Namely, the neter revai does need a fifth added on when it's being redeemed, and that's like Beis Hillel. I think Mark continues to over there, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah tells us, Ein lenachri karam ravai. A guy's produce doesn't have a din of karam ravai. Whereas Vachamim and Vachamim say, Yeshlai, it does have a din of karam ravai. Now, Amar Blazer clarifies, Kein Masisa, this is what the Mishnah is telling us, Ein lenachri karam ravai besuria. That's a proper girsa. That a guy's field in Surya, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes we say it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, sometimes not. When a guy has a field here, it doesn't have a din of karam ravai. Now, Rav Bibi Amar Kumirab Zaira, Beshem Rab Blazer, Asvid Rabbi Yudah Kebe Shamai. Rabbi Yudah's Shita, that a Nachri does not have karam ravai, goes like Be Shamai, Al Daite the Rebbe, according to the way Rebbe explained Shitas Beis Shammai yesterday. Come on, the Beis Shammai Amru Nuna Beis on top. The same way the Beis Shammai said Loilam Do Neter Ravai Eli Meiser Sheni. That we learned the dinner of Neter Ravai from Meiser Sheni. Come on, the Tamar Ein Meiser Sheni Beshvias Ulchava Soi Neter Ravai Beshvias. And just like it was said that the same way there's no dinner of Meiser Sheni on Shmita, there's no dinner of Neter Ravai on Shmita. And that was in regards to the Chaimesh, as we had explained yesterday. Kain Rabbi Yudah Omer. So to Rabbi Yudah over here says Loilam Do Neter Ravai Eli Meiser Sheni. The Neter Ravai is learned from Meiser Sheni in regards to what? Come on, the Amar Ein Meiser Sheni Besuria Ulchava Soi Neter Ravai Besuria. The same way there's no din of Meiser Sheni in Surya, there's also no din of Neter Ravai in Surya. However, Amar Lei, he responded to him, Chamimat Amar, see what you're saying. Loi Amar Ela In Loi Chaimesh Vein Lebir. The only thing Beis Shammai said we compare Ravai to Meiser Sheni in is that it doesn't have a din of Chaimesh or Bir on Shemitah. But Hashar called for him, Yeshloi, it does have many other dinim. Whereas Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Lo Nachri Neter Ravai B'Surya, that a guy doesn't have a din of Neter Ravai in Surya, meaning Rabbi Yudah compares Ravai to Meiser Sheni 100%, whereas by Beis Shammai it's not 100%, as we had explained yesterday. So that's a question on him. Now we have another memra. Shmuel bar Abba Bai. Shmuel bar Abba has the following. Ha Beis Shammai Arim. That which Beis Shammai had said. Loi lamdu neter ravai el meiser sheni. Then we only learn neter ravai from meiser sheni. And come out the tamar ein meiser sheni b'shvias to chavasai neter ravai b'shvias. The same way that it said that there's no meiser sheni on shvias, there's also no neter ravai on shvias. Well, the chavasai we should say similarly. The shlishis u'shishis, the third and sixth year of shemitah cycles. Ha'il vayin ben meiser sheni. Since they don't have a din of meiser sheni because meiser ani is given in those years. Loi ben neter ravai. So there shouldn't be a din of neter ravai in the third and sixth years of the shemitah cycle. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael. Basically, the answer is Shlishis Vashishis, Afal Pishen Ben Meiser Sheni. Even though there's no chiv to separate Meiser Sheni in the third and sixth year, Yesh Ben Meisris, there still is a chiv to separate Meiser. As we just said, Meiser Ani is separated, whereas Shvias, Einloi Meisris Kol Iker, Shemitah doesn't have any Meiser separated. And that's why we're only comparing Karen Ravai to Meiser Sheni in regards to Shvias, but not in regards to other years of the Shemitah cycle. Another question based off of this, Chifa Shahal. Chifa asked the following, this was the name of Chacham, Ha Rabbi Yudah Amar. Rabbi Yudah said, The Loi Lamdu Net Ravai El Meiser Sheni, Net Ravai is learned from Meiser Sheni, and Kamal the Tamar ain't Meiser Sheni Basuria the Chavasa ain't Neter Ravai Basuria. The same that you said that there's no Meiser Sheni in Surya and there's no Neter Ravai in Surya. Well, the Chavasa, let's say something similar. Loi lamdu Trumas Taida el Mitrumas Meiser. We know that Trumas Taida is learned from Trumas Meiser. What's Trumas Taida? So when a person brings a carbon Taida, they have to bring 40 different lechamim, 40 different breads, and 1/10 of all those breads are given to a kain. And how do we know that? So that's learned from Trumas Meiser. That a Levi has to give 1/10 of his Meiser to a kain. And so here's the question. Kamal the Tamar, just like we say, ain trumas meiser midbar with a chavasa loite trumas taida midbar. Just like there was no chiv of trumas meiser in the midbar when we were in the desert, because there was only chiv to give trumas meiser once we got into Eretz Yisrael. So by the same token, there shouldn't have been a din of trumas taida in the midbar, but we know that there was. And again, this is all based off of Rabbi Yudah's comparison of neter ravai to meiser sheni. So we should have the same exact comparison of trumas taida to trumas meiser. And on this, our Rabbi Yisrael basically says loy lamdu mena el shiurin. The only thing that we're learning from trumas meiser to trumas taida is in regards to the shiur itself. How much is Trumas Taida? How many of these Lechamim need to be given to the Kayin? As much as Trumas Meiser, which is 1/10. Because the actual Chiyuv to give Trumas Taida is stated explicitly in the Torah. So we're only learning one specific thing from Trumas Meiser. But in regards to the Limud of Revai from Meiser Sheni, everything is learned, and therefore these are two totally different comparisons, and we can't learn one from the other. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.